Hi, and my name's Jack Torrance.
Well, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as always, this stuff in lieu of actual entertainment.
Okay, ramblers, let's get rambling.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Squiddies, it's Tattoo Squid Podcast with your host, Dre. And I'm here with the Witches Talking Tarot. Hello, ladies of the tarot cards. How are you?
You are great. I love that intro. We're the ladies of the tarot cards. I love it.
The ladies of the tarot cards, where they tell you your fortune or something, I don't know, or your innermost desired thoughts.
Well, we channel the energies to let you know what the current energy says about a particular situation. And generally speaking, when we're doing our free readings, we do past, present, and future. So we pull a past card, a present card, and a future card, which I'd like to do for you this evening while we're together. Yeah. And on our podcast,
I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, me too. And on our podcast, we have 8-card readings that people can purchase to be on air on the podcast with an 8-card reading that we came up with ourselves. It's the Witches Talking Tarot reading, and it covers a full month for a person.
So where did the words come from? No, but Witches Talking Tarot, you know, I mean, did you doing this when you were younger? Did you just fell in your lap? Or you just said, hey,
Witches Talking Tarot. We were we need a title. It's got to have tarot in it. Like, what are we going to do? What, we don't want to do tea and tarot. That's
right.
Way
that's
over
like
then.
Everybody, yeah.
And then we're like, well, we're talking tarot, like Witches Talking Tarot. And then we looked it up, and no one else is using
it. And I couldn't believe it.
Right? I was like, oh, surely someone had used that.
Of
right?
Course. Like, that's what we thought. Like, Maddie is a tarot reader. A professional tarot reader. I also do professional tarot readings, but not like as hardcore. Like, I am a jack of many trades. I have I've got lots of different pans in the fire and things. So it's not necessarily something I have as much focus on as Maddie does, but Maddie regularly does live tarot readings on Facebook. And then in 2020, at some point I joined her and we started doing it together. And people kept saying, you guys should start a podcast when we'd be like bantering back and forth. So eventually we started a podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly how it came about, was just doing our tarot reading.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You know, it's like, a lot of people. Now, when did you start doing the podcasting? Now, let me guess. Was it like last year of 2020 or the year before?
January.
Oh, late bloomers, folks. Late bloomers.
We were not born out of the pandemic. Entirely, because our tarot readings did get born out of the pandemic. And this podcast was born from those tarot readings, but we did not start during the pandemic like lots of podcasts I've noticed. Like, a lot of them start right in 2020 or the beginning of 2020.
Nobody has anything to
do. They need to get their voice out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was wondering. Cause like most of the people I talk to, they either started 2019 or 2020 or even like last year, like 2021. Yeah. And
we started planning 2020.
Yeah, we started our planning in 2021. We finally, like, after I don't know, 3 to 5 people had said it, we finally were like, should we just like do this? Like, should we do the thing? Like, people are telling it. Like, the people who come regularly and listen to us do our tarot readings are telling us to make a podcast. And at least at least some of those people are our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, some of those people are from where we live, and that's actually shout out to our where we live towns. We have the most listenerships in the towns we live in.
All right.
Like, yeah. From, like, we got homegrown base. Like, it's right. Really, it's nice to see that because, you know, Anchor will show you some things broken down.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, the state of Missouri is the most, you know, we get the most listens from the state of Missouri for the whole United States. And out of that, the top two towns are where we live. And mm-hmm. some of those people who said, hey, you should start a podcast, live in those towns. So it's, like, really nice that they said, you should start a podcast, and then they actually listen.
Right.
Because
right.
We were really worried about that. We were like, you say we should, but will you listen?
Yeah.
If we build it, will they listen?
No, see, we, you know, because when I was thinking about that, when I was doing the whole thing, and I started with Anchor as well, and I still have Anchor, and the whole thing was like, okay, because I started, now, I told people this, not numerous times, but like whenever it came up, that when I wanted to do it, I didn't know anything about the audio. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to use and everything else. So I'm like, okay, I don't really want to be on video because I'm not a video kind of, I mean, I like the camera. I like being in front of the camera and all that. Like, but for me, just sitting there looking into the camera and not trying to look like a fool, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, so I will sit there and like I'll be in my garage and I had the video camera, like I think like you do, you have the video camera set up and then, you know, you got the whole thing, you got the lighting in the background and I'm trying to do this whole thing and I'm like, okay, this and this, and it was mostly video. And I was like, okay, cool. But then all of a sudden I found out about Anchor, and then I'm like, oh, okay, now I can do this too. But then I found out about Zoom, and then I can be able to do both at the same time. So I can go and upload.
I have a question about Zoom. I'm going to go ahead and do this. Okay, so the only Zooms that we've done, we've been invited to groups. So if we were going to use Zoom, would we have to purchase a subscription like Microsoft? How does that work?
No, I don't think it basically you get Zoom, you sign in on it and everything else. And then now I think mostly the, like when you go into recording process, they give you a time limit at one point.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean, in the beginning, I used to just record like, you know, like for this podcast itself, I was doing the guest spots, you know, people come in and I was talking, you know, we were talking for like an hour, hour and a half, maybe two. But then I think maybe 4 months ago or so, you know, I was talking to this one person and then everything shut down because you're on there for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, now is the time, because certain people told me this, that it might be a time limited kind of thing. So now you have to pay X amount of dollars, whatever. Not a lot. You know, it's like you would do for, like, say, Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You pay that amount, like, each month, and then you can be able to do the Zoom thing. Plus, which is great about Zoom, you can do the recording for a video, and you can do the, and then the audio is separate as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice.
So,
that is nice.
So you had the video for, say, like for YouTube, like what YouTube do, you know, you mm-hmm. use YouTube, you put that on there, you upload it to YouTube. And then the audio, you just take the separate part of the audio and you just put it into the Anchor, you know, and submit it into the thing. Mm-hmm. And then you put your other stuff like I do. I put little quirks in here and promos wherever I get. And, you know, which also, if you have a promo, you know, send it on over. Oh, no, wait, you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
we have post swaps.
I'm sorry because I've been trying to like getting. I had the game that I was telling you about. I was trying to get everything.
Oh yeah, no, it gets busy being a podcaster. Like,
yeah. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, it's a lot of like, it's a lot of work, but I like doing it. Yeah, so it's good. You two have like the more advantage because it's like both of you. There's two people.
Yeah, for sure. We had talked about that. Like, I imagine it's very difficult to have a podcast and it just being you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Whereas we kind of like,
we get to play off each other. Yeah. It is nice. And also I think it makes it easier. Like I'd feel probably sillier saying some of the things I say on our show if I wasn't saying it to Maddie, if I was saying it to the theoretical person, you know what I mean?
Well, and I do my lives sometimes by myself on Facebook, but again, that's still interactive. You're still reading the comments and able to respond to people.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine without the comments. Like,
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's a... like time-consuming at some point. Like when I was doing when you were listening to the very beginning, I was doing it, and I was doing it on my phone. Like I guess I don't know if you do it on your phone, the Anchor itself. Yeah. So that's what I was doing, but I was doing it, like in my car. So I had like the, you know, like when you have your phone sync to the radio. You know when you have your phone sync to the radio, you know, like you play your playlist or whatever. So that's what I was doing. I had it synced to the radio on my phone, and I would go and do the whole thing on there. And, you know, and it sounded, you know, really good.
And did you ever have, like, random moments where you're like, fuck you, you cut me off? Like, when you're driving?
No, I wasn't even, like, driving. I'll just sit, like, say, before work. You know, I do, like, when I was working overnights, I would sit in the parking lot maybe for, like, a half an hour before I go in, and I'll just go and... you know, say something that's on my mind or whatever, you know, or some kind of like crazy holiday or something. So that was like the start of it, you know, it was just like feeling the oats, I guess. And then, and then when I got to the second season, I'm like, oh man, I should do like some kind of like guests and all that. And then somebody gave me there's a woman that goes by the name Potato Lady. She does the podcast reviews.
Oh, nice.
So, and then she gives like, you know, like she'll do like a written review, not like a podcast. And she gave me like such a, you know, a great kind of, you know, pretty much a good review, you know. And I was like, wow, cool, you know. So she called me like a late night talk show host. Yeah. You know, that takes you on a deep dive on stuff, you know.
That's cool. I used to want to be a late night talk show host. That seemed like a glamorous kind of thing.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
We still watch them occasionally. I don't know who it is now. It's like Jimmy Kimmel and all of them. Like, we'll watch them. Yeah.
I haven't for so long.
Who's that old guy? Was not necessarily a big fan of him. Super old, super skinny.
Letterman?
Yeah, is he the skinny one?
I mean, he was tall and skinny and wore glasses.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Yeah,
him. I don't know if he. No, I don't think he does late night anymore. He actually not does anymore. Something. He does, like a Netflix show where, I think around the pandemic and all that, that's what they were doing, and he was like had certain people on and they had the mask on, but he had like this huge beard, like it comes down to here or something.
Damn! Oh, wow, he's so skinny.
Wow. I was never a fan of Conan O'Brien as far as late night talk shows.
Oh my gosh.
Like, to be perfectly honest, I don't care if that's unpopular.
Zach Galifianakis actually does one now on Netflix, and I do like him. He's silly.
I won't lie. In my 20s, we always watched the Jon Stewart show on Comedy Central. What's it called?
I'm not sure.
But his new show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
the Colbert Report.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Paul. The
Daily Show. We used to watch the Daily Show and the Colbert Report like religiously, but I don't know. I grew out of it. I watch cartoons again. I like cartoons.
I like movies. So when you said, "Do you guys like movies?"
Oh, yes. I love movies. I just have to be honest and be like, if it was made after 2010, it's iffy on whether or not I've seen it.
I like how you said it. It was like, oh, I was watching late night talk show hosts, and then I grew up, and then I started watching cartoons again.
You know? Yeah, love me some cartoons, Mike.
No, I know. I mean, it's I'm a cartoon fanatic, you know, like the older, because whenever I watch, like, because in the beginning, I'll wake up, you know, before going to work, and then my first thing I'll watch is Scooby-Doo. Yeah, like the old Scooby-Doo. I'm not talking about that new one, like, oh, a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Or, yeah, 70s Scooby-Doo.
Or Cyber Chase Scooby-Doo or something like that. No, this had, like, the guests on there, you know, like Don Knotts or, you know,
yes!
and all that. You know, yes. And I'll watch that. And then all of a sudden I'll watch, like, the news afterwards because there is, you know, a traffic lady, we call it, that I kind of, like, watching, you know, but anyway, and then I go. Then I go. So, yes, folks, you heard it. You heard it first.
Okay.
See the tower.
John Stewart, did you see on the eyes?
I like Grace Clemens.
No hate.
I'm not gonna lie. I say his name wrong.
The witches that you know that talk tower cards have gotten it out of me. Yes, there's a person I like on there, you know. But then I watched that, and then my dad would just come in, and he'd be like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm watching the news." He goes, "You never watch news." And then he looked, and he goes, "Oh."
Oh. Okay. See why she got hired. Chick on the screen. She's most popular with males from 18 to 24.
No, we go, and then all of a sudden after I'm like, then I look, I'm like, why is she pregnant? I'm like, huh? Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't notice.
No, I was like, oh well. But now I don't even watch it because now I wake up. Now I work morning, so I wake up, have breakfast, and then I watch my YouTube on my phone, and then start the car up, and then watch TV on the way into work.
I've gotten into the bad habit of when I have my morning coffee, I'll put on TikTok compilations on YouTube, and they're so funny.
I won't lie, like my morning coffee or my morning, like before I get into the day job, I just hit up the social medias real quick.
Yeah.
And if I have anything on, I might have a podcast playing on my phone in the background. I might have TV on in the background, but I'm not really paying attention.
Is there a specific podcast that you listen to or?
So my favorite kinds of podcasts are like conspiracy theory ones.
Okay.
I used to listen to Parcast before I became an indie podcaster. Now that I am an indie podcaster and have discovered indie podcasts, I listen to indie podcasts about conspiracy theories, and like my favorite ones are Conspiracy Me with Ethan Bridges, which like he does them like they're short episodes. It's like 10 to 15 minutes long. So it's nice. It's like it's a quick little just like some of the information about a conspiracy theory to get you thinking. And like that's the episode. And then sometimes he comes back and covers more on the same thing. And then there's a show called The Boys in the Woods that they cover pretty much just, I think, all conspiracy theories. And they're fun. They're like college guys. They're fun. I like them. And then there's Against All Oddities, which is just random, interesting information. And then Doom Generation was my first pop culture podcast that I started listening to, which made me start listening to a couple of other pop culture podcasts. Like there are these guys that do a show called Quantum Recast, where they recast movies to a different year. So like if Clueless is made in 1995. I'm not sure if it is, but I'm throwing that out there. We're just going to say Clueless is made in 95. Then they'll recast it in like 2010 with actors from 2010. It's a fun fucking show. I thought I wouldn't like it because I have an aversion to change. Like if I love a thing, I don't like it being changed. But like, it's really funny because like there's one of them is the director and the other two guys are pitching the actor they want. And it's really funny. It's like, I didn't think I'd like it, but I really do.
Cool.
I listen to a lot of podcasts on YouTube. That's my go-to. That's my go-to platform. So I really like lately I've been listening to Lady Masquerade, which is a creepy podcast. I like creepy podcasts, not necessarily true crime, but I've been specifically enjoying the topic of crazy, like, Reddit posts, like, people who will go on Reddit and they'll write these, like, craziest things.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you can't believe, like, there's a whole, I just watched this morning, there's a whole, like, Reddit r/, which is, like, a thread, of people who stalk people. Like, straight up. They're like, I just love them so much, what do I do? And, like,
it's maybe it's like, it's a support group, yes, of stalkers?
Yes.
That's weird.
It's like, yeah, oh, yeah. Like, and the only way they're allowed to do it is because they have to do, like, this disclaimer where they're like, oh, but you can't do anything illegal. Like, stalking's not illegal, right? And then there's, like, there was one I listened to this morning as well because it was, like, a top five, like, podcast of the top five weirdest ones. And it was, like, throwaway accounts, people who don't want, who want to make either a confession or talk about something, but they don't want anybody to know who it is, so they create an account specifically to throw away or delete. I mean, you would not believe
it's the internet version of confession.
Yeah, but they're horrible. Like, one person, like, admitted, like, she tried to drown her sister or something like that. And she's like, but everybody thought I saved her, and then I was a hero and the fire department showed up and gave me a medal. But really, I was trying to drown. I know, it was crazy.
So I wonder, like, can you go into a confessional and the priest doesn't have to do anything about it?
Yeah. Because yeah. It's like a huge debate thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is my imitation of, we call it a priest that listens to all those crazy stories. What?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, to be like, you got to do 5 Hail Marys and you can still go to heaven, right? After you said that.
There was a whole,
like, can you imagine being that guy?
Well, there was a whole SBU episode where this, like, guy confessed to the priest and the priest legally did not have to tell
him. Right, yeah.
Because it was protected under freedom of religion. And I can't imagine that.
Well, there's a Deadly Women episode where this lady murdered a nun that she was the cleaning lady for the church or whatever, and she was, like, low-key in love with the priest, but one of the nuns who had been raised there, she and the priest were, you know, doing the thing, and she got pregnant, and the cleaning lady killed her. Yeah, this is true. This happened in the early, like, 1900s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not modern. Okay.
No, it's not that modern. No. So she, like, kills the girl. She has her, like, buried, like, she walls her up in the freaking church, and then she goes to another church and gives confession, and the priest doesn't rat her out to the cops, but he does tell other priests. So it's like this.
He's like, open, I got a secret. I got a contract with Vatican right now.
But it's like this open secret, right? So then in modern times, like in the 90s or early 2000s, the preacher at the time wants to renovate, and people are like, hey, do you realize if you dig up, you're probably going to find this body?
And this is Catholic, right?
Yeah.
They
renovated, they found the body, and she was pregnant. She had a little fetus body in her. And that's And, like, so the cleaning lady got arrested at, like, 80 years old or something. But, yeah, it's an episode of Deadly
Women. Oh, she was still alive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she got arrested. I'm pretty sure. Maybe it might be like 1950s to 1990s. I might have misstated when I said early 1900s. I'm not all about the facts. I just remember shit. That's just disclaimer.
So I do like creepy podcasts, but I do like pop culture as well. So my husband and I watch different, like, pop culture ones as well. Like, I think we watched one about, like, all the movies Brendan Fraser played in, but, like, all the movies Pauly Shore played in. It's like this guy, I can't remember his name, he just, like, talks about actors and their best and their worst. And that was really fun.
Now, I don't think this counts as a podcaster, but as far as YouTube goes, I do love Everything Wrong With. Like, if you've ever watched Everything Wrong With, like,
I think my husband has.
It's funny.
So bad. It's like you're ruining the movies. Stop.
No, it's funny. I will watch them about movies I love. It's so funny. The sin counter just rises. I don't know. It's great. If you haven't ever checked it out and you're bored one day, check out Everything Wrong With and pick a movie you really don't like. He'll tear it apart. And once you like him, pick a movie you do like. It's still fun.
I feel like my husband does that, but he chooses movies that I do like.
Oh, and I'm like, it's to annoy you.
Since you like the creepy
What do you like?
Since you like the creepy stuff, let's see what the kind of creepy music box says.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was it.
I'm getting. I'm thinking. Wow, we just found our new opening.
Right? Like, I'm sure that was a message from a ghost.
Oh, believe me, this is gonna go. Wait, I'm saving this one right here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Saving this one for the just forever. Yeah, I like that sound though. We call it a. I try to use the sound quality stuff on this, so the sound bites and all that, you know, in the podcast, you heard the little baby crying. No, I'm asking, you heard the baby crying, right?
No.
Yeah, I had the...
Whose baby?
Yeah, hold on, wait, I just had a baby crying before, you know, because I seen you, we call it going like, wait, what the hell is that? You know.
Oh, my God, I thought it was Phantom.
Or this one, yeah.
Oh, that was sad.
The worst baby crying.
The other one was just creepy. This one's like, oh,
yeah. So I try to use this, we call it, in the podcast whenever I get a chance, and then I ain't saying anything to anybody. I'm like, okay, let me go run this in here, you know, see what happens. Yeah, people are like, what the fuck?
Random noise generator.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like? Do you watch your podcasts, or do you mostly listen to them, or do you podcast outside of presenting?
No, I mean I listen to a certain amount of you know, podcasts. Like, I'll listen to whoever, you know, that I'm going to be talking to, but also that I've seen on Twitter, you know, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, cool, you know, let me go and check these guys out. And like, there's one called There Is a Better Podcast.
I love it. I love that title.
Yeah. But they're like, well, if you don't like us, there is a better podcast. You know, so, but there is like two guys and a girl. In the beginning, there was like three guys. And then they added a girl in because I think the other guy was leaving. So they needed that third person kind of thing, like for the wheel, I guess. And they're really funny. They got a lot of certain aspects, and the reason why I was using the sound bits and all that, one of the guys likes to go in, like, say somebody was talking about something, is like, oh, you know, I love love thunderstorms and all that, and then the guy would be just turning around and he'd be like, you know. Just throw that in there, and he goes, really? You know? And then, you know,
nice.
then he just goes in there, and then, you know, and then does, like, like a suspense.
I like that one, actually. That one's really funny.
Or this one, or, like...
like, wait, save those for your tarot reading.
Please, sound effects.
Oh my
god. That was like Friday the 13th right there. You know, like, yeah. And then
in honor of the sticker you sent me, I wore my Freddy tarot card shirt today.
There we go.
I was going to wear something else, and I was like, but he sent me a Freddy sticker. Nice.
No, because this is like a zombie watching movies.
Yeah, nice. Like it. He's got the 3D glasses on.
The 3D glasses, the soda pop. Yeah, and the cup says scary shit, so.
Fuck yeah. And well, if you guys like scary movies, definitely check out Alter on YouTube. Love Alter. It's not a podcast. It's a channel that uploads like short.
Oh, you had told me that it's Alter, Alter, yes. Right?
And they upload short, like, scary clips made from college students. They're very professional. That's as a matter of fact, that is where Cargo was created.
Yeah, that's when I literally just remembered that's when you told me about that, when we had that talk.
I had watched the original Cargo before the movie came out with Martin Freeman, and I was like, oh my god, this is fucking fantastic. I'm so ecstatic for that indie director and writer and that college student, because fuck, your movie made it. And they like, I mean,
that's the dream, right?
Oh, absolutely. My husband and I just watched one about like a zombie father and daughter. It's called The Father's Day. And it's like really fucking sad. I mean, wow. Like, cause like they barely remember each other. Mm. It's cool. It's really cool. They got a bunch of really scary ones. Like there's one called The Box, and there's like this creepy guy that comes out of a box, and if you look away, then he moves. Very similar to Doctor Who Angels. It's cool.
Yeah, Doctor Who. Nice. Was that Halloween music right there?
No, that was like I was trying something. A classic horror is called. So, no, but then also I was gonna go and do this, but.
Well, I'm excited to do your tarot reading, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, while you're playing with it.
I know. I'm like, I really want you to do the sound effects. It's going to be like the Empress and the Baby Guy or some shit.
Hey, hold on. We get the whole ghoul.
Oh, do I get theme music to shuffle by? Oh, shit. Big time now.
We need one of those things for real. We're into like the tower reversed, and it's like that.
Or they have like the siren sound, like the tornado alarm when the tower gets pumped around the Midwest.
Or the ordinary.
Oh, nice. The witch sound. Oh, I love the typical witch sound. Nope, 10 hands aren't going to let me do that one.
Sometimes at the time. I'm trying to like bending my. The whole thing about tarot is it's got to feel good in your hands. At least for me, anyway. The cards have to feel good. They've got to be the perfect size so you can bend them and connect with them. Like, so I guess we're having a little trouble with that. These ones are slightly bigger for our small hands.
Yeah, we're smaller people.
Technical difficulties with the cards.
I found I love it when people kind of tell me about themselves as I'm shuffling the cards. If I can talk to them when I'm doing their reading. So tell me about yourself. You live in Long Island.
I live in Long Island. I like horror movies. Long walks on the beach. We call it...
like long walks on the beach.
Make sure there's no sharks around, Jaws-wise.
Was it Boston that Jaws was like based off of?
No, somewhere I think it was probably Florida.
I think it is New York. Isn't it upstate New York?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was a little bit, I think, upstate. I think it's like somewhere up there.
It felt like a bunch of Italians. Like, it really did. Like,
but, I don't know if they were Italian. I know they were swimming in fresh water and they didn't think there'd be a fucking shark.
Like horror movies, heavy metal music.
What's your favorite band?
Well, that's difficult because there's a lot of them that I really like. But the ones I go to mostly, there's one called Devil Driver, and another one called Lamb of God. And what's the other one that I usually go to? Because I'm always going from like hair metal back in the 80s to like now, and then they always have some new bands coming up. What was the other one? There was another one.
Do you like Theory of the Dead Man?
No, I haven't really got into that one. I mean, more like speed metal, like Pantera.
Do you like any of the old, like, do you like Pantera? Do you like White Zombie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, White Zombie, Rob Zombie by himself. There's like a slew of others. There was like Metallica, early Metallica.
Early Metallica as well. That's, I'm going to have to say, definitely early Metallica.
Like more like Ride the Lightning kind of album kind of thing. And man, that's hard, especially when somebody's asking you the questions and then you're like trying to trying to answer it, and it's like, oh, what the fuck?
Do people not usually ask you back? I'm sorry. I just
It's good. We caught it. That's fine. We caught it. I'm like, it's kind of, no, but I'm just saying, like, even if I went, like, say, if I went on yours, and and then you asked me a question, and then I'd be, like, stumped. I'm like, okay, now I got to think. You know, when I'm on the other side, and I'm like, oh, I can think of questions, but then all of a sudden, now you're like, now I gotta think of answers. I'm like, fuck.
No, consensus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've got a really interesting reading here, and two advice cards popped out for you, which I would say will be helpful. Your first card in your past is the Page of Wands reversed. So Wands is the suit of not air like you might think, but actually fire. So that is your passion. And the Page of Wands generally means like a charismatic individual. Am I remembering the Page of Wands correctly? Like, they've got like fresh ideas and they like bring good stuff to the table. But when they're reversed, it's kind of like stagnated energy, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe not living up to your full potential in the past or not carrying through with an idea fully. Then the Ten of Wands is the present, but it is also reversed. So the Ten of Wands upright means carrying a heavy burden. Right. Sometimes that taken on by others, sometimes that of your own accord. Reversed, I feel like it's burdens that you could be sharing with others, or I don't have memorized.
So like with the Ten of Wands being reversed, it's more like burdens brought on by
yourself.
But they still exist. But for some reason, through your perspective, it seems like it's that much harder.
Right. And so you can't delegate because mm-hmm. you have this unrealistic view of what's going on. And in the future, you've got justice reversed, which is judging.
Which is somebody else or you judging
yourself unfairly,
which goes really well with that
it
card.
It does, and it also goes really well with one of your two advice cards, which is the Two of Swords, which is an unfair fight or a fight that you feel you are having to fight unfair. Like you feel like you're outmatched in the fight, whether you are or are not.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unfair fight, whether it's from your own perspective or not. The other advice card, the first card that came out when I asked you to tell me about yourself, was the Ace of Pentacles, but reversed. So the Ace of Pentacles is usually new beginnings, specifically in business, but reversed, it usually is not that. What do you know?
Okay, so it is, it's like a false start.
Okay,
whether it's a false start in a business, false start in a different financial decision,
right. But Pentacles is all earthbound. So mm-hmm. I'm sorry because you're not that familiar with tarot, which is why I told you what the wands were, but then I stopped after that. So mm-hmm. Pentacles is money or earthbound things, it's all your physical, it's work, it's your home, it's your car, it's whatever your physical stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the wands is your fire, it's your passion. And the swords, it's the air, it's all in your head, it's all of this energy.
Oh,
okay. Now the justice reversed, justice is a major arcana card. It doesn't fall in any of the specific categories.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I gave the judgment card, not judgment.
Oh,
okay. I gave the judgment.
So I mean, justice reversed is kind of very much being treated unfairly in a judgment, though, or thinking as much.
A miscarriage of justice.
Which,
if you don't mind
me
saying.
But along with the rest of the reading, I really do feel like it's just more of a feeling than anything based on these, you know, based on the Princess of Wands reversed and the Ten of Wands reversed, where it's both like, it's kind of stuff we do to ourselves. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, so my thought, and I don't know what's going on in your life, is you had talked about like looking for a different house, a different mobile home, which comes with the carrying burdens card. It's like it's very difficult. We know it's difficult, it's doable, but it's still really difficult, and we don't want to let the cloud of, oh, you gotta wait until our lease comes up, you know, things like that. I know, be careful, because we do have the false starts one, which is don't get too excited.
I don't know, like, very interesting. What do you think? I know you said you've never had a tarot reading before, so what are your thoughts on it?
I never did. I mean, I was like, I was intrigued about it, you know, to see, because I always see it, you know, like in movies, and like, oh, and they flip like the bigger cards, and like, and this is, you know, and it's like, dun dun dun, you know, exactly. Like that kind of thing. But then, you know, you had the person that was telling the whole thing, like, has a crystal ball in front of him and like a veil, and it's like, oh, you can't see my face, you know, kind of thing, you know. But that was,
sorry,
like,
this is our temporary crystal ball.
Ah,
next time I'll put a head scarf on for you and fully live out my gypsy roots, you know.
But yeah, but that was like, you know what's funny, when I was like watching you two like discuss the whole thing, have you ever watched the movie Big Trouble in Little China?
Oh my god, I hate that movie. But let me explain. I watched it when I was a child, and the scene where that guy blows the fuck up, literally blows up, scared the shit out of me. I can't watch it.
I have not seen it that I can remember, but I actually want to watch it because Doom Gen did an episode on it, but I can't fully appreciate the episode unless I watch the movie, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm a huge fan of the actor. What's his name? Kurt Russell.
Oh, wow, yeah. Fucking Escape from LA, motherfucker.
Yeah, but there's a, we call it, there's a scene where there is one of the characters, Egg Shen, you know, he's like the tour bus kind of thing of Chinatown, and he comes in and he knows everything about old China and everything else. And then there's another guy that runs a restaurant, and they're talking about how this unsettling spirit, you know, called Lo Pan is coming about and doing everything. And he's like, oh, the four winds is coming around to the mountainside. And then all of a sudden, like, but then we deal with this all, you know. And when I see you two like talking about all the tarot cards, like, oh, this and this, and I'm like, it's just like the movie, you know. It's like,
I'm loving this like comparison right now,
because if you now, Doom Generation does an episode of Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes.
So that, you know, and I love that movie. I watch it whenever I get a chance. I know that, I know like every scene by heart almost. I could pretty much tell you like how each scene goes. Yeah.
That's great.
And even the soundtrack goes, you know, like them driving in with the 18 wheeler. And I'm like,
I have to watch this movie.
You got to watch it.
Like movie. So I was curious, were you going to ask us a couple questions, like, or at least one or two out of your movie trivia? Because like, I'm very curious.
Okay. We can do that. So we can do one, but I got to find one.
Oh yeah. I don't want to ruin it.
No, you're not gonna. It's no ruining it. We call it, because my girlfriend's like, all right, well, take the ones that you, because I did this with like two other podcasts, and I kind of went overboard, so I want to do like maybe just two, like you said. So I gotta find the ones that I have not asked.
That's a good question.
And okay, so we do that one, but I need my glasses because this one is like the writing is like so small. Actually, you know what? We'll do like three. I'm just going to pull three out, and then
if it's what I think it is, I'm excited. There's like one game where it like gives really shitty definitions. It was like, an alien is meant, or falls from the sky to take over, but like, I don't know, but ends up being kidnapped by a little girl instead. And that was one for,
I love it.
But well, no. Basically, it's you know, two descriptions of two movies, and basically is blended together. But the guy that made this whole game, he has like a spin about it. So it's like wacky the way he says it on there, but it coincides with what movie, or the two movies actually. So, all right, here's the first one. Hope my very large Southeastern European restauranting family accepts my fiance, who is from the 80s. Wait, listen. Who is from the 80s and specializes in crooning during events where nuptials are the highlight. So now you got to think of two movies. So like the first half of is one movie.
Okay. So it's My Big Fat Greek Wedding Singer.
Exactly. There you go.
Yay, you did it. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Okay, here's another one. Okay. A young boy damn near shoots his eye out after integrating an all-black school with an all-white school, but hot damn, what a football team. Aha, see?
Now, obviously, we've got A Christmas Story, right?
Right, but did Rudy integrate? I don't know many football movies.
Is it radio?
No.
Is it radio?
Now the thing is, it gives you like two hints, like one for each movie. So if you can get one movie, I can give you a hint. Right. So
So we definitely know A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Please hint on the football one, unless it's radio, in which case.
But it says, let's see, stars a young, precocious Hayden Panettiere. Panettiere.
I can kind of picture her face, but I couldn't describe her for you. She was in some show about superheroes, maybe on like the,
I think it's cheating to look up who the actor is or the actress.
Yeah, it's kind of cheating. You have to like pretty much know it, like on the air.
So a football.
Oh my god, it's Bring It On. Is it Bring It On?
No.
Oh, I'm wrong. I was like,
she would be A Christmas Story. Is that right? Football movie with a precocious Hayden Panettiere. So she would be a little blonde girl in a football movie. Were they in a, is it The Blind Side? Let's go with no.
No, it's not that.
Okay, it's not radio, it's not Rudy, it's not The Blind Side. Friday Night Lights, maybe? I don't know football. The only football movie that I actually know is, and now I can't remember it, it's got Dawson's Creek in it.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Varsity Blues?
Varsity Blues. Oh, that's the only football movie that I actually I love that movie.
Oh, but I like The Longest Yard. I know that's not it, but I fucking love that movie. The Prisoners versus the Prisoners.
Well, basically, it's like the last word of the movie usually coincides with the first word of the second movie, or the sounds like into the second movie. I don't think you're going to get it, so I'm going to tell you this, what it is. It's A Christmas Story, Remember to Titans.
Oh, motherfucker!
What the fuck?
Remember the fucking Titans! Denzel Washington! Son of a fucker!
Oh, my God.
I would never get that, though. I'd have to Google, like, football movies, and then, like, oh, yeah, Denzel Washington, Remember the Titans.
All right. Let's see how this one goes, and then. But you get the gist of the whole thing, right?
I love it.
The best at it. But.
All right. So here's the whole thing. Now you got to listen to the whole thing. Now, an angel named Clarence shows a family man what the world would be like if he disappeared, and everyone stopped confusing him as the Messiah.
Okay. So
Clarence. I know that.
Yeah, that's what's that movie called? Because as soon as the next description came up, I forgot the name.
I know the movie. It's from the 90s, though, right? Or the early 2000s.
What? No, it's that, like, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings, that movie with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know what it's called. Hold on, bear with me.
It's an older movie.
My kid made me watch it. It's A Wonderful Life. Okay. Yeah. It's A Wonderful Life and Being Confused with the Messiah. What's Being Confused with the Messiah?
And everyone stopped confusing him as the Messiah.
Everyone stopped confusing him as the Messiah.
Well, it's not the Passion of Christ. Because nobody really confused him with the Messiah, because everybody was like, no.
All I can think of is, like, Adam Sandler when he's in that movie where he's, like, that guru or whatever.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
That's probably not right. Can we get a hint on the second movie?
The second one is Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Sing it if you know it.
I mean, if you didn't want, always look on the bright side of life.
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest.
Everyone stopped confusing him with the Messiah.
I have no idea.
I am stumped as a mug, man.
All right, it's called, you got the first one, It's a Wonderful Life. The second one is, it's a Wonderful Life of Brian.
Life of Brian, I do not watch, it's a Monty Python movie.
Oh.
And you don't like Monty Python, and I have never actually watched Monty Python. So my husband hates it, so whenever I've tried, he makes me shut it off.
So basically, that's how it goes.
That's
I don't
cool
think we
game.
Qualify. We only got one out of two.
We got one movie out of each of the other two, though.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. That was awesome. I like that game. If nothing else,
I'm playing it
with my friends.
So
absolutely.
This is what the third season game show. Now, folks, if you're listening, like, kind of late, going to be doing a third season game show, where I have podcast versus podcast, elimination style. And it's questions or prompts just like that. But you have to get, like, the person on each side has to get, like, maybe 3 out of 5 or as many as they could. If you can get, like, 5 without, you know, anybody else on the other side getting it, then you win the game and then you go on to the next round where you go and do the, you get the regular one, then you go to prelims, and then you get the finals and whatnot. So, but that's going to be in September, somewhere in September. So that's where I'm going to get, like, I got 20 people down already. There might be more, you know, there's going to be a prize. I don't know what. I have to figure out, you know, what kind. So that's why I'm going to do, probably in August, I'm not saying I'm taking time off. I'll still be doing podcasting here and there. It's just, like, I'm not going to be doing, that much, like, interview stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'll be talking about different shit here and there, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, and then have that time to kind of, me and my girlfriend will try to get the brackets together and who's going to go against who, and in the beginning. So, which would be a good thing, and then I'll do the episode art, because then I'll have, like, you know, a week and maybe a half to be able to do that and get everything situated before I do the next challenge or so. So
that's cool.
It's a big, big thing. So, but what is the other, like, all right, we were talking about movies before. And we're talking about, like, you know, favorite horror movie. Like, something that you'll go to, you know, nonetheless. You know, like, you get home and you're like, oh, my God, my day is so fucking stressful. I'm going to watch a horror movie and see everybody else die. You know?
My go-tos for that would be From Dusk Till Dawn or 30 Days of Night, honestly.
I'm actually a fan of, I don't know if it's technically a horror movie. I mean, it is. It's Dale and Tucker.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love that movie.
Is it a horror movie or just a slasher?
I think that's a comedy movie. Yeah. I love that. I mean, it's a horror comedy.
Right. But I do for real like the Wrong Turn movies. I wish my husband liked them. He won't watch them with me. If I'm going to watch a slasher movie, it'll probably be that. And I think that's probably, it's going to be my favorite.
If I'm going to watch a slasher movie, like specifically slasher movies.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Friday the 13th or a Nightmare on Elm Street, or it's going to be Freddy versus Jason, where I get the best of both worlds.
True.
I also like, I like the older Stephen King movies as well. Like, I do love Carrie. I love Carrie. So no, fuck them. They deserve to die in the end. I don't even feel that bad for them. They were so shitty to her. Like, it's the best. It's a horror movie, I guess, technically. But it has a good ending as far as I'm concerned. Man, seriously, fuck them.
But all teenagers suck. If we killed all shitty teenagers off, the human race would be gone.
True, but not all pig's blood on someone.
I mean, but not everybody that she killed did that.
It was that one group of shitty kids.
That was, and everybody died for their sin.
But also, the mother is the one that did something too. The mother is the one that did something too.
Yes, the mother fucking deserved that shit. Yeah. Piper Laurie. I love me some Piper Laurie, but not as Carrie's mom.
Both versions. I like the 2013 version and I like the 1970s version. I watched the 1970s version first before the 2013 came out. I think they did an okay job. Yeah, seriously, fuck her mom. They're all gonna laugh at you. Man, you're a psycho. Like, I love that movie. I definitely understand why that was Stephen King's first big one, at least according to what I read. It was the one that blew up. Mm-hmm. I definitely understand why. I mean, I bet a bunch of teenagers were like, oh my God, relatable.
I don't know. I still feel bad for Sissy Spacek. Because of Carrie, I was like, you know, like, I didn't think she was that, like, quote unquote, ugly, but everybody was always so mean to her and shit. And I was like, poor thing. Like, she got cast as the ugly girl and she kind of never crawled out of that hole.
I've seen her in Coal Miner's Daughter. Yeah. I love that one.
That was a good one.
She was also in The Help. I love Coal Miner's Daughter.
I love Sissy Spacek. I just feel like she got typecast because that movie was all about her being
strange looking. I
always felt bad for Sissy Spacek because of Carrie.
I tried to watch, Christine. I was not a fan. That was not a very good one.
Oh, the destroyable car.
Yes. I think it's a beautiful car. Beautiful fucking car.
I mean, I like the Futurama episode that kind of does a Christine thing where they have the demon car, but not a big Christine fan.
My husband and I have been rewatching, I've been rewatching. He's been watching for the first time the Stephen King movies. And what was the one we just saw? I was going to say, The Shining. I think The Shining's also really fucking good.
I'm pretty sure Stephen King did They Came Back or Sometimes They Come Back. And I will say that is a highly underrated Stephen King movie.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but I think he did Sometimes They Come Back, and which would also mean that the sequel, Sometimes They Come Back Again, was Stephen King. Right. I liked those when I was growing up.
I love The Shining.
About The Shining, you said?
Oh, no. Yeah, I like The Shining.
Yeah. Well, the second one, they did the first one with Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
I'm sorry, folks. I just lost my brain for a little bit. So Jack Torrance, Torrance. But, the second one they made from the guy that was on the TV show Wings, and they put him.
I loved the second one, Dr. Sleep.
No. But this one, they made a Shining.
The made for TV thing.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was awful. That was just, I was like, what the fuck? You know.
I think they were trying to go for the same thing that they got with the It and the Stand that they did as the miniseries thing.
Yeah.
The original Stand, the miniseries Stand with Rob Lowe, fucking love that. Like, I will say, as far as, you know what, if I was going to say my favorite Stephen King thing to watch, it would have to be The Stand. Well, the original Stand with, like, Rob Lowe and them. Like, that shit was bomb. Molly Ringwald.
I won't even bother with The Shining, like, made-for-TV thing, like, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no.
But Dr. Sleep was good. I wouldn't even classify it as, like, the throwback. I'm sorry to fangirl here. But when the guy, Owen McGregor, is possessed, and they're on the stairs, and it's just the throwback to Jack Nicholson chasing after his mother, but he's chasing after the little girl. Oh, it was fantastic. And they, like, the same location. Oh, it was good. It was very good.
I still want to go to that hotel one day. Like,
I'm scared. I'm actually scared. I don't know.
Like, I absolutely would go.
I hate the twins, the little twins they got in there. Fuck them kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got the action figures of the twins.
Oh nice!
Fuck them.
Does it have a big wave of blood behind them, or is it just the dolls?
No, it's like one of those things where you can stick them on like one of those platforms, and then you use the cardboard thing where they're standing like in the hallway.
Okay.
It comes up and all that, so they just stand there, but. I also acquired, and my girlfriend hates this, but I acquired a thing because we went to see a friend of mine. He's a comedian, and he was performing at a place called the Collective Consciousness, where it's a thing where you get your oils, you get your, the sage and everything else, as you two know. We call it like the certain stuff that you would get.
Okay,
and then they got all the stuff, and then she has like a section where it's called the Curiosity Corner, and it was like everything all demonic looking and everything like dark and all that. And I'm like, I'll be right back. I'm going to my area. So she had in her possession. She had the when you were just talking about it where. Jack Torrance goes into the thing and Sissy Spacek, I think, was in the movie, right? Yeah. And the wife is in the bathroom and she's all scared shitless. And then he goes, here's Johnny. You know, so I have that bookcase where, you know, the corners that you have for the books has Jack Torrance's face.
Nice,
you know, dude. Like, just that. Going like, huh? You know, like that. So
that was some creepy bookends.
I'll take a picture of it because it's in my closet. I got a cubicle. Then I made like a little kind of a little thing that I got in there. So it's really cool. Nice. I got like the Jason bobblehead up top and. Some Day of the Dead stuff over in one corner. And
oh, nice.
So it's a little bit of everything.
Some zombie movies.
Yeah,
Jack Nicholson is a psycho. Like,
and then the Funko Pops, you know, like certain Funko Pops, like the, what was the one? The Keanu Reeves, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I got Dracula as like the really white-haired one. What else I got? Chucky.
Let's just talk about Chucky for a second.
Okay.
People, don't put your child in a Chucky Halloween costume because I will punt a 3-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Like Chucky's
fucking
Chucky's
do not.
Like this fucking tall and all these bitches are like,
No, the neighbors that live over here, like you can't see where I'm pointing, Dre, but Maddie knows what it looks like outside. The neighbors that live across the street from me behind where I'm sitting, they're like 4-year-old kid was standing in the yard in a Chucky suit one day near Halloween. And I literally screamed. and was like, oh my God. And then I was like, he better not come here Halloween night. Like, no.
How old was he? Young?
He was young, but still, like, no. No, don't put your kid in a Chucky
costume. I like Chucky's bride. She's fucking gorgeous. I love her. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
The actress herself is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's Jennifer who I mean. Like,
Jennifer Tilly?
Yeah, Miss Tilly. I like her sister's hot too. Like, let's be clear.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember Jennifer's sister's name, but she was in movies when they were younger. Still.
Yeah.
Really? I'm not the biggest fan of Chucky. He gets on the. He's so dumb. It's just like it's a fucking doll. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a big fan. I wish I was.
See, I had this idea about, like, you were just talking about, like, Freddy versus Jason, the movie, right?
Yeah.
So
yes,
I had this idea of, like, just trying to get, like, all of the icons of horror into one movie, but not, like, against each other, just, like, they fall on top of each other kind of thing. You know, like,
do you have a cameo of underrated,
right? So you would probably appreciate this horror comedy called Behind the Mask.
That would, like, follow him around.
Yeah, I was telling you about this. Yeah, it's a movie. It's called Behind the Mask: The Story of Leslie Vernon, or Leslie Vernon Behind the Mask, and it's a fake documentary, and it's a joke, and it's a serial killer that's letting this college film crew follow him around, and they talk about Freddie and Jason and Chucky like they're real people, that he, like, how they do their craft versus how he does his craft. Shit's funny. They don't actually show.
Does he, like, limber up beforehand? Does he, like, stretch it?
Well, no, he's like, you figure out, I don't want to ruin the movie, but part of it is he's like, you figure out where they're going to be, and then you go and you get it ready beforehand. So, like, all of the would-be weapons, you just saw it through most of the way. So the first time they hit you, the head of the hammer or axe head just falls right off. And, like, it explains all the weird things that happen in horror movies. You know, and it's like, really, they're behind the scenes prepping the whole time. It's really fucking funny.
Yeah,
and so they don't actually show up, but they're totally mentioned in that horror movie. Like that.
And I have to be honest, I do like the Ed and Lorraine movie.
The what?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no, I was wondering what you were saying before about the...
Do like the Ed and Lorraine movies. I do. I wouldn't think that I would, because they're so, like, hyped up, but I actually really fucking do.
I mean, I saw the first one in theaters.
I want to see the new one where they have to, like, go and, like defend this guy because he killed these people, but he was possessed, and, like, there was one movie, I think it's a Paranormal Activity movie, I don't know, but he plays, and he goes in, and he plays Ed as a fraud.
Yeah.
Like, in the real movies, he's not a fraud. But in this one movie, he just played, like, and it was cool. I mean, it was actually fucking horrible. Like, it was, like, a satanic cult, and they sacrificed a baby. I don't remember what it was. I think it was a paranormal one. It was fucking terrifying.
Oh, the paranormal activities are crazy.
Right.
Yeah, those movies I've seen once each, and I'm usually pretty gone at the point that I'm watching them, so I don't remember.
My husband doesn't like the first one. He says it's boring because nothing happens. I was like, that's what makes it so fucking scary, because real Paranormal Activity, the door fucking opens. That's real. That's not fake. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the door really fucking opens.
It just...
Right,
exactly. You see the shadow guy in your garage.
Exactly.
I have one on the other side of the wall.
But it's not like, I mean, later on in the series, it gets worse, more, yeah, you know. Yeah. But in the specific,
yeah, I've seen at least through number three, if not more, of them, of the paranormal series.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I wish I remembered the one that I was referring to, but I did see the remake, or maybe it's not a remake, but an extension of The Exorcist. I think it may be the new Exorcist, and then there's a second one, and there's, like, this scene where she's up in the air having sex with the demon. It was really cool. I mean, it was really neat.
She had sex with
the demon. Like,
really cool.
She was, like, up in the air and her legs were, I mean, the cinematography was on point.
I mean, like, anything can happen, Dre, and, like, the world is full of crazy things.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I mean, but this was the demon, and she was, like, in a church. So,
No, you're fine.
I just get what you're
saying. No, yeah. There's so much more though, because like the shadow guy, I was joking with somebody that there's a shadow guy in my garage. And I was like, I think he has a thing for me. He doesn't bug me. He's just there.
Oh no, I totally believe it. Yeah. I'll tell you what though, as like a sensitive, ghosts really do watch you in the shower sometimes.
Yeah. No, oh, absolutely. You can, I won't lie. There, I connect with the universe in all sorts of different ways. And sometimes the individuals that contact me when I'm in the shower, I'm like, I'm in the shower. You probably, like, of all the entities I could be communing with right now, I feel you're not very appropriate.
I know you're trying to get a look-see.
Like,
I
think you
can now. They be doing that shit. They really do.
I think we could, with me, if I was in the shower, they'd probably be going like, why am I here? You know.
Why am I here?
Yeah. They're like, what is wrong? What? No. Yeah.
Like, I need to work on my projecting, so.
Because we could, I'll be like, I'll be doing my own thing, da, 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 you know, and then they're just like, you know, like, no.
It's like two deer in headlights.
Yeah. They're just like, no, take me to hell, I'll go, you know. It's like, no, we won't do it.
They're like, I'm after you. You're making me feel bad about myself.
No,
Which reminds me, we need to do our episode on incubuses.
Yeah.
Or is it succubi?
It's incubi and succubi if you're talking about multiples. Incubus, succubus, if you're just talking about one.
But tell everybody where they can find you at. You know, and actually, no, I'm sorry. Tell them what your podcast is about, you know, like you describe it yourself. I can't really do it justice. So.
Well, our show is us having a fucking blast, talking somewhat about the subject we've chosen to talk about, and the rest of the time, a bunch of other shit that kind of connects to the subject.
Right.
Kind of does.
Like pop culture. Like, right. We're doing this new thing now when we do an episode on a myth, where we cast the gods, or like, you know, that's really fun.
So like we do all sorts of different pagan things, right? So we do episodes on myths, we do episodes on like creatures, we do episodes on the pagan holidays, mm-hmm. like the one that just aired yesterday in real time, not yesterday.
No,
the episode went out yesterday, and it's pie pole dancing. But it's our Beltane episode, so we cover all 8 of the pagan holidays. Mm-hmm. We really have fun with conspiracy theories.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, those are the fun.
We just did an episode on birds aren't real. Yeah. That will be airing when I'm taking my maternity leave. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, it's a great episode.
And then, so we got the conspiracy theories, and then just a little bit of everything.
Honestly. Yeah, like pretty much anything occult. We cover divination. Once we get enough scheduled, we're going to be doing tarot reading episodes where mm-hmm. we have a couple of people that book tarot readings for the podcast, and we do a special 8-card reading, mm-hmm. And we get to interact with them just mm-hmm. like you and I and Maddie are interacting right now, just like we did with your reading.
Right, maybe we'll send you a promo.
Yeah. But yeah, so like, yeah, and it's us bullshitting, a lot of it, us bullshitting, but about the subject at hand.
About weird topics.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're also doing a series of spiritual journey episodes where, mm-hmm. you know, we're inviting people to come along on the spiritual journey with us. We've mm-hmm. set some goals. We're going to incorporate some more things to it here shortly. And so, like, once every month or so, we're giving an update on that for those who are joining us, because mm-hmm. We are a spiritual podcast. But a lot of it's us bullshitting. I don't want to lie. It's a great show, we've been told.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really fun, and it's really funny. I mean, well, we have fun doing it.
We do have a lot of fun. Yeah, we do. I've been told that our client, our customer, or our listeners
Right. They all think it's funny. I think my favorite part though is the casting of the myths. Yeah, that's kind of our thing.
Yeah, somehow Emma Roberts' bitch ass always.
Because she's always such a bitch.
She's a bitch. We always cast her as a bitch. Like, we love her Aunt Julia. Hera. But
no, just,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah. I could actually see her as Hera. Like,
God. Fucking Zeus. Maybe. I don't know what to do about this.
But also, where can they find you at?
You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Good Pods.
Good Pods, Breaker, Podcast Addict, and apparently others. Because, like, Anchor doesn't show me all the little tiny ones, but Podcast Addict made it up high enough that I saw we're on Podcast Addict. So I don't know where they feed off of, but if it feeds off of Spotify or Apple, we're probably on it.
All right, cool. Yeah, so everybody follow also myself. You know, you can follow at Tattoo Squid Podcast.
Yeah.
I know, I keep on forgetting. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to do something. Fucking shit. Okay, so it's a Linktree, linktr.ee/ Tattoo Squid Podcast, that's TATUSQUID podcast, all one word. And you can go to my merch site. Just buy shit. Just go get whatever, you know, get bath mats with my face on it. Get shower curtains with my face on it. Yeah.
Oh my God, can you really? We were just talking about Ghostwalkers.
Yeah, I know. It's like you're watching them in the shower.
Yeah. So that's what you're talking about. Like, you're watching it. Like, here's me in the shower. Yeah, you know. Yeah. No, but it's a caricature of the face. So it's like a cartoon version of myself.
Oh my God! But then I'm just picturing it as a ghost showing up, and then they see the face, and they're like, "Oh God, I'm out of here." I'm scared.
They're tiptoe.
I'm like, scary guy.
What's eye level? Because I feel like the eyes are about this level in the shower curtain. I don't know.
That's awesome.
But there's like five different logos and all that. So there's like one that has like a squid like in a swamp, and there's like eyeballs, and then there's like a purple one, and then there's, you know, yes, I sell shower curtains, folks, and duvets.
No, that's awesome. You have a lot more merch than we do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, Melissa's gonna get a shower curtain one day.
She'll be like, okay, this doesn't match my bathroom.
Right, anymore. I fucking love it. That's fantastic.
Well, I do.
The site is Tattoo Squid Pod, TATUSQUID POD .threadless.com. So
awesome. Okay, that's great.
That's amazing.
We will actually have shower curtains. That's awesome. So what else do you have besides shower curtains?
You got your basic shirts. You got your sweatshirts. You know, everything else. Skateboards, backpacks. You know, like cups, coffee mugs, the latte mugs, which my girlfriend loves. We call it the one that she got. Stickers, magnets. You know, everything. You just look on there and see what they have. You know, they always have everything growing as it is. So
that is cool. Fucking awesome. That's so cool, man. I hope this is
how long have you been doing podcasting? 3 years now? 2 years?
It might be going on probably like 3 years next year, I think. So
okay.
And we don't have to talk about this via the podcast, I guess, but I'm curious, is it like something where you upload your photo and your things, and then it just kind of prints it on these items, or is it?
Yeah, because you have to put it as a certain size. Now, I didn't really do the sizing of it. A friend of mine did. So you ask around, they'll mm-hmm. you know, size up whatever picture that you're going to do, you know, and then is you know, they do like the thing, you just upload it, and then you click on like, say, whatever shirt you want to do, or whatever the like a canvas painting looking thing, and you know,
yeah, you awesome on,
yeah
awesome.
But it's supposed to be like 2000 times 2000, I think. I'm not really sure, but that's when you
go. Oh, okay.
check it
That's
out.
That's really cool.
But also, I see that your network bandwidth is getting low.
So, oh, no!
So I see it.
We can't record for long.
So,
yeah, I think we're getting close to ending.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting close to ending as it is. So, folks, follow and subscribe and go to their YouTube channel. Subscribe and go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. And then you go and see, we call, you know, listen to my podcast on Anchor, and you listen to them on Anchor, and you can go and support both of us if you want, you know, and donate money. Yeah. Because we love
Absolutely.
Money.
Thanks
Absolutely.
For staying with us for a spell.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
No problem, no problem. So let me get going here, because, I mean, it's like almost dinner time, or getting past dinner time, and I'm getting kind of
okay.
hungry. So,
yep. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, folks. Take it easy. Follow and do everything and buy stuff. Bye, bye, bye. You know.
Yeah, for realsies. Check out our Patreon.
Yeah. All right.
I'm still trying to figure out myself. So I'm like, okay.
Right.
Maybe I'll talk to you guys about that. Maybe you know more about it than I do. So
we'd be happy. Message us. You know where to find us.
Yep. No problem.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll look on my globe as well. I'm like, where do I go for Patreon? Where? Yeah. But I'm doing my Patreon. About,
that's
like, I'm doing my too. I'm doing my thing of like Dimebag Darrell. Yeah, you know, I'm like Patreon. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway. All right, folks. Take it easy. It's Friday. Have a good night. Good weekend.
You as well. Thanks.
Alrighty.
Bye, Jerry.
All right, take it easy.
You too. Right. Later.
God damn, that was intense.
Now let's kill that fucking band.